This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm joined in the studio today by
Lily Chai.
We're going to be with you for around about an hour. What's the giggle for? What was the giggle
for? I'm happy to have you back.
Oh, you have been having me back. Just double checking. So we're going to be here for about an hour. If you want to get in touch, get us via Twitter. You can get us at BFM Radio or WhatsApp us 018-789-8899. What are we talking about today, Lily?
We're talking about job expos.
We are. So last week, more than 1,700 people were employed on the spot on the five-day job expo. German Kerja Keluarga Malaysia Career Expo 2022. Some say job fairs are like speed dating for recruitment, and some say that it feels like window shopping for a job. But the main objective of job expos is still recruiting the best people for companies and candidates to join the best companies. What can businesses do to best portray themselves in these job fairs? And how different are job expo interviews compared to the usual ones? We'll be hearing from Carmen Yap. She's the general manager and human Resource Center of Excellence of Hartalega a little bit later on. So over 1,000 employees participated in this job expo, which included the big household names. We've got Petronas, we've got Maybank, Zalora, Malaysian Airlines, and everything ranging from tourism through to hospitality to finance and to training. It claimed to have created more than 30,000 job opportunities. And amongst those 30,000 opportunities, Soxo said that 70% of them were non-executive jobs, while the remaining 30% involved executive positions. And the salaries of these roles, they range from below 2,000 ringgit up to 5,000 ringgit a month. And through the expo, Soxo aimed for at least 10% of visitors to be able to get a job immediately, and about 1,500 qualified candidates would be called for a second job interview.
And the expo ended with these expectations met. It was reported that the event was attended by nearly 14,000 visitors, with more than 1,700 of them, job seekers, managed to secure jobs on the spot, and more than 10,000 people made it to the second stage of the interviews.
Well done.
Yeah. So many who went to the job expo managed to get hired on the spot, right? And the demographic of these job seekers who visited the expo included job school leavers, graduates, and those who are unemployed because of the pandemic, and those who would want to develop their career further. Soxo also provided counseling and tips for applicants who did not successfully secure a job at the expo. The main objective was to overcome and address job mismatch issues, manpower shortages, and bringing down the employment rate.
There was another two-day job expo that happened around the Klang Valley around 3 months ago. It was the Selangor Mega Job Fair 2022. It was also an offline and physical job fair that aimed to provide 20,000 job opportunities from more than 100 companies. Not many media coverage or reports regarding the outcomes of the job fair, but the program was targeted to bring in more engagement among the higher learning institutions. Another important thing to note is its other objective is to cater to sport-related graduates and the sport industry, as well as to help ex-convicts get back on their feet and to have better life opportunities. That sounds like an interesting one. Mm-hmm.
So besides Klang Valley, Perak also had its job fair in June called Carnival Kerjaya Jamin Kerja Keluarga Malaysia 2022. Offered more than 8,000 job opportunities. And it saw about half of the job seekers offered jobs during their first interview at the carnival, and other half were called for the second interview as well. So although these just sounds like, numbers, but career fairs and job expos like this are reliefs for the unemployed. In fact, our Prime Minister said that the unemployment rate among youths aged between 15 to 40 has dropped to 5.3% in the first quarter of this year compared to 5.9% in the same period last year.
And one thing that caught our attention from this kind of career fair is the on-the-spot employment. Right. Job fairs feel like speed dating for recruiting. At a set time and place, job seekers and recruiters meet and try to see if they match. Not the best analogy, maybe, but you kind of get the idea. So if you are an employer, there's a need to make sure that you promote your company correctly and attract the most qualified people to that job.
Mm-hmm. So here are some suggestions by Christina Pavlo of Workable for employers who are participating in these job fairs regarding your recruitment strategies at these fairs, right? Mm-hmm. So the first one is to decide your recruitment goal. So depending on your industry, right, choose or plan a job fair that will be worth your time, effort, and money. So maybe you can host an industry-specific, host your booth, right, at a industry-specific job fair, like tech or hospitality, to help boost your brand among the candidates who are interested in your field. Or if you're looking to hire entry-level roles or internships, it's best to attend or host a college job fair or career day.
Right. So pick your team. You know, HR and recruiters in your company are the best people who can have discussions with the candidates. Networking is their job, as well as presenting your business in the best light. And manage administrative tasks, you know, gathering resumes or contact details, etc. Hiring managers should also be on the site to screen and interview candidates. And you should also include your staff, as they will provide an authentic account of what your work culture is like. If you're attending or hosting a job fair event at a college, consider bringing co-workers who are alumni. Students might find it easier to relate to them. That's a smart idea.
Mm-hmm. Now, during the job fair itself, right, here are also some tips. Instead of waiting for candidates to come to you, speak to as many job seekers as you possibly can to increase the chances of finding qualified candidates for your company. And always keep the interviews within specific time frames, because long queues will only turn candidates off. So another important thing to note is how to market your booth effectively if you want to get as many qualified attendees. So the first one, if you're looking to drawing students to your company, do market at least a month ahead. And if you want to offer freebies to job seekers at your booth, well, pens and stickers, they are nice. Choose something that can represent your company's culture most. For example, Workable, they offer anti-stress coloring books for job fair attendees, because they think that hiring should not be a pain for companies or candidates.
Right. Have you been to a job fair before?
I've been offered a lot of pens and stickers.
You want pens and stickers?
Yeah.
Is this the kind of thing, though, that, you know, that appeals to you, doing it in this way?
Like, actually, no.
No.
I think colleges, like education fairs, they make more sense to me because I want to explore my options. But job fairs, I don't think.
Yeah. I think a lot of people might see it as fairly old school, right?
Yeah.
And an old school way of doing things. I mean, I think even myself, and I'm a little bit older than you, Lily, I don't know if you know this. But the way in which I look for work is online, you know, or via networking. And I think, but I understand how coming out of college and doing it that way might appeal to some people. But I'm not so sure anymore with how things have been, you know.
But like the pandemic, right, retrenchment and things like that, a lot of people could not manage to find jobs until now.
Yeah.
And I think this is a good place for them to explore their options and, you know, possible industry or roles that they never thought or imagined that they would take on. I think it is beneficial too. So.
And from what we're seeing from the numbers as well, it seems to be beneficial anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we want to explore more on how job expos differ from traditional recruitment methods when it comes to hiring the right talent. We'll be hearing from Carmen Yap, General Manager, Human Resource Center of Excellence of Hartelager, to discuss all of that after these messages. We've got some music coming up from Jimi Hendrix with The Wind Cries Mary here on Enterprise Biz Bytes on BFM 89.9.
Building Future Malaysia. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. It's me, Rich Bradbury, in the studio with
Lily Chai.
We are talking about whether or not you're shopping for a job at an expo. Last week, more than 1,700 people were employed on the spot on the five-day job expo, Jaringan Kerja Keluarga Malaysia Career Expo 2022. Some people say job fairs are like speed dating for recruitment. Some say that it feels like window shopping for a job. We've been talking a little bit about it, giving you some advice if you are attending one of these, if you are exhibiting at one of these as well. We thought we'd get a bit of an expert's opinion, though, in just a moment. But if you've got anything to comment about job fairs, have you been to one? Do you want to attend one? Do you like them? Do you not like them? Let us know. Get us via WhatsApp, 018-789-8899, or tweet us at BFM Radio. So we will be hearing in just a moment from Carmen Yap. She's the General Manager, Human Resource Center of Excellence over at Hartelager. So, Carmen, when companies opt to employ people from job expos on the spot, how does it differ from the conventional hiring process?
The conventional hiring process, which entails posting job ads on media channels, screening applications, and then probably you conduct two or three interviews per candidate before offering it to the shortlisted candidates, it carries a more personalized hiring experience for both the job seekers and the job providers. Although this process may take a bit longer. As compared to the job expo, the hiring process time is shortened because the organizer provides this big avenue for both the job seekers and the job providers and immediate engagement. You know, in addition to that process, it's important for companies to note that what type of job seekers that will be attending the job expos so that you can acquire the right pool of candidates for your hiring considerations. So for instance, in the past, the job expos it may consist majority of fresh grads, students, and experienced workers who are ready to start work. You know, so at the end of the day, what we are trying to achieve as in Kata Lega is to attract the right talent to share the same values as our organization to be part of the team Hartanians. So this is why we utilize the platforms that can enable us to target the right people directly, be it online mediums or offline events and roadshows. So shortlisting the right candidates, we are open to conducting either virtual or physical interviews, depending on the availability as well and the convenience of both sides, as long as it is a conducive environment for both the job seekers and the job providers.
Carmen, it was found that during the recent German Career Expo, right, 1,700 people secured a job on the spot during the expo. So is there a limit to the hierarchy of the jobs that are offered in these kind of expos?
Mm-hmm. The employers who participated at the German Expo, Hata Lega didn't participate in that, right? But when I looked at the reports or what's being published on the website, it says that it actually consists of 70% non-executive and 30% executive organizations. And most of them came from the fields of tourism, hospitality, entrepreneurships, finance, services, and also training. So I think there is a high demand for the workforce from all these industries. And with the market, it's opening up right now after the pandemic since 2 years ago. We can expect that there is a high turnover and an increase in job options across the whole hierarchy. So from our experience participating in similar expos, about the closest ones 2 months ago, we have had a good success hiring rate of undergraduates and young professionals for our development programs.
Carmen, do you think job seekers bring a different attitude and expectations when attending these expos for interviews compared to when they go to like a traditional job interview?
Well, going to a job expo, I give you this analogy. It's like attending a buffet. You know, imagine you are deciding, you know, when you want to go out dining, right? It's to choose a restaurant for a specific cuisine, you know, or going to a buffet with more varieties. So your expectations would definitely be different. An actual job interview, it's scheduled up front, who you're going to meet, the logistic is organized, and it will be conducted via a one-to-one session. So the job seekers will only focus on that one interview. So definitely she will prepare up front on the research and the preparation, you know, prior to that interview. However, compared to the interview at the job expo, it's more flexible and it's more unexpected in a way. So job seekers could survey the companies from one booth to another booth, and there's no commitment upfront. Having participated in many job expos and career fairs, we find that the most visitors that come to our Hata Lega booth are usually, they want to compare what are the available options in the market. And the good thing about this is that they come with an open mind and they're more willing to try on new roles. So those who apply directly is more focus, you know, on that specific job, mm-hmm. and clear of what they are looking for, as opposed to in a job expo, they would explore.
Cameron, in job expos, they usually aim to provide 10,000 to 30,000 job opportunities, right? But how many vacancies are actually filled at the end of these expos in reality?
Well, use our recent job expo, for example, right? Hata Lega participated this career fair back in May. and there were about close to 11,000 visitors. My team was very, very happy with the overwhelming responses for the 2 days event. It was a weekend conducted on Saturday and Sunday. We acquired over, in totality, over about 600 plus applications. Yeah. So resumes received, was they were all very impressive, to be honest. We went through every one of it, and we also look internally where it fits based on the available positions. So our vacancies primarily consist of technical jobs like chemists, technicians, IT specialists. So it does require certain qualifications to fulfill the job criteria. So I would say that, you know, the vacancies are being filled, it really depends, you know, but the applications and the interest shown is definitely are there. However, I must emphasize that there are important factors for job seekers' consideration if they, you know, really want to seal that vacancies with companies. For example, where is the working location? You know, what is the working hours? And obviously, they would be interested that what's the career path for them once they join. So they're really looking one or two steps ahead, but they are, you know, where, how far can they go, you know, once they have accepted this position.
And what about the demographics of people that attend these job expos? Is it different compared to how things were pre-pandemic?
Based on my experience, right, most of the visitors, they are undergraduates, students. This is for like the pre-pandemic time. But with the post-pandemic, you can expect more job seekers who got retrenched and they are actively reaching out or coming out from their freelancing work. So with the Job Expo event, I think job seekers, the top career sectors of interest are mainly around banking and finance services, engineering and heavy industries, accounting and professional firms, oil and gas and IT. So compared to pre-pandemic, I don't think the sectors of interest have changed significantly, but the skill demand from the market has definitely shifted towards an agile transformation with digital knowledge.
Carmen, what are job seekers looking for during the interview process during these job expos? For example, do they weigh work culture and flexibility more than salary or vice versa?
Well, during the interview process at the Job Expo, I think it's important to have good representatives of the company who could explain the end-to-end employee journey. Because job seekers, they all come from different backgrounds and they would ask various questions. So it's very important to give an accurate information consistently so that job seekers can make an informed decision if they want to apply. And don't forget, usually this job expo is not just like one day. They usually stretch out for 2 days. If there is, then the job seekers may come back the second day with more friends who are interested. So at that point of time, the representative from the company, it may be different because they may be under a duty roster, right, to be based at the booth. So regardless, the representative have to provide that same consistent information, you know, to job seekers who are interested. Traditionally, HR recruiters are present in these sort of events, and they're still relevant today. Taking into our recent job expo experience, we see that most job seekers are undergraduates and students, so they would be asking us more about career pathing related questions, such as our internships and young professional programs. That is where our HR team plays a crucial role in not only recruiting talents, you know, like getting the applications, but also advising them on what is most suitable career path that they can consider. But as we are looking more at the technical vacancies, personally, I think it would be very good if the business managers or the hiring managers outside of HR are able to participate in a job expo to interview the job seekers and assess their technical knowledge and skills on the spot. So this would give the job seekers more clarity and pick their interest further. Of course, there's also an option where we schedule interviews with the interested job seekers for one-on-one interviews thereafter if they're shortlisted.
Okay. One final question before we let you go then, Carmen. How different do you think are virtual job fairs compared to physical ones? Which is more effective for companies and job seekers, do you think, to recruit the right people?
Well, to be honest, the both platforms, they could achieve the hiring objective effectively. You know, a physical job fair offers more personal engagement, while a virtual job fair offers a safe environment in today's post-pandemic and a broader reach with a minimal cost incurred. So it depends what type of employment the companies are looking to fulfill. If related to technical and management roles, I think it's more effective to have a physical interview to assess, you know, things that probably they wouldn't be able to see in the virtual ones. For instance, their nonverbal behavior, their problem solving, and interpersonal skills. So as mentioned earlier in Hatta Lega, right, we continue to conduct both physical and virtual interviews to make sure that we find the right people.
Okay, that's great. Thank you very much, Carmen. So that was Carmen Yap, General Manager, Human Resource Centre of Excellence of Hatta Lega. So, Lily, has this changed your opinion then of anything like that?
Not really.
Not really.
Because I think when I do have jobs in my mind when I look for jobs, right? Mm. I do have like preferences over companies and flexibility as well, salary. Everything is very transparent on like job seeking platforms, right? Mm. So I think I would not go for a job fair, in my opinion.
Unless it was a very specifically targeted job fair.
Maybe, yeah, maybe.
Interesting. Okay, it's pretty much time for me and Lily to wrap up for today, though, folks. But if you did miss any part of this show, don't forget you can download the podcast wherever you normally get it from. We recommend the BFM app. It's available in the Apple App Store or Google Play. We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow at noon, though, for Enterprise Biz Bytes. But don't forget, coming up after the 1 o'clock news, it is the Breakfast Grill replay. Want a new laptop but don't want to fork out a lump sum for it to deal with it breaking down? Then a device subscription service might sound appealing to you or your company. The Breakfast Grill spoke with SNS Network Technology Berhad, a company that will be listing on the ACE market in September, which is raising funds to do exactly that. Co-founder and managing director Ko Yun Hung came to the studio this morning to talk to them about their strategies moving forward. That's all coming up after the 1 o'clock news. We've got some music to get us up there first, though. We've got some Radiohead with the Bends and some other stuff. Don't go anywhere. Stay tuned to BFM here on BFM 89.9, the Business Station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the Business Station.